Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here, and our money man Paul Merriman has gotten out of his sick bed. He's coming especially to see us today. Good morning, Paul. How
good
are
morning,
you?
Trina. Oh, I'm not too bad, thank you.
God, you've been through the wars.
I have, yeah. Tough 2 weeks back to almost full health. 99% yeah. There.
He's gas. He's the only guest who will never cancel no matter what. So thank you, Paul. Because
you're very welcome.
Imagine the lurch I'd be left in. Absolutely. Listen, today I want to talk to you about investment for dummies. Okay,
yes.
You're looking at me when you say that, I assume.
Everybody, I mean, look, what we're trying to get across here is that the interest rates from the banks at the moment for deposit rates are, at the moment, Trina, are horrendous. They're quite poor, you know. So they're under, some of the banks are under 0.5%. So when you take your door trade into consideration, you're not getting paid to keep your money in deposit,
okay,
basically.
There's no point to putting your money in.
There's no point. If you look at what inflation is, it's really costing you money year on year. As well as that, we've had a big closure of Rabo Direct this year as well. They pulled out the Irish market. So there's a lot of money floating around and people are looking for a home for that money. We've got a lot of clients come to me over the last couple of months trying to find the best way to invest the money and get the best returns. So what we're going to do is kind of to smart talk through a couple of, I suppose, very simple, basic investments that are out there that you can use, but also mistakes that people make.
I was going to say, make it for dummies. Do make it for dummies, because I don't understand this financial jargon at all.
Okay, so I suppose the first thing to look at, when you have money, you either have it on deposit rate or you have it in some type of investment account. On deposit rates, said they're not worth it at the moment, so everyone's leaving deposit rates. The good thing about deposit rates, however, are if you need money, accessible money. So let's just take a figure. If somebody has €100,000, they might want to keep 20 or 30,000 on deposit so they can access it without kind of interrupting their investment, their investment time frame. So when it comes to time frames, you should always invest for maybe up to 5 years, so minimum 5 years investments, and that's so if anything really happens in the market, it can work itself out over a couple of years. So what I'm going to do is go back to 2007 when the world ended in the financial crisis, and if you look at some of the funds that we would have seen typically in the Irish marketplace would have fallen by up to nearly 50%. So if you had money in, you would have been down by nearly 50% in some of those funds. However, come the end of 2009, they were all back, so they had made money again. So this, again, that time frame of 5 years would have been important. So if you had went in 2005 and said 2010, you would have been okay. However, if you had a jump ship in the middle of 2007, when you were down 30, 40, or 50%, well, you're kind of crystallizing your loss. You're walking away with taking a hit. So the idea here is that I'm encouraging everybody to sit down with a financial advisor or get in contact with me if they want to sit down and go through an investment path for themselves. And it's generally minimum 5 years.
Okay, can I ask you, Paul, what kind of money do you need to be thinking about investment?
The good thing,
some people don't have a lot.
No, they don't. So I used the €100,000 example just for easy figures there.
I was going, who has that?
But you can actually invest in some of the funds out there from as little as €75 a month training. So it's amazing. They're very accessible. And you can take your money back, and some of the funds in the marketplace, so Zurich, Viva, French Wars, they'd all have easy accessible accounts. And that means you can go into the markets and you can get out without any penalties. Now, it's not a good idea. I always say give yourself 5 years, so an investment time frame of 5 years minimum. But if you needed an emergency fund or if something really went wrong and you hadn't got cash in a deposit account or somewhere else, you could go in and take your money out of funds. And there's no penalties or anything like that for doing so. So they're really accessible and really good. And that's been a big move in the investment industry over the last kind of 3 or 4 years in Ireland, where these easy accessible accounts have come in.
Okay, so people are getting out of the normal banking, the normal
deposit
accounts.
They are, yeah. Now that you've got your figure, say you're going to invest 75 or 200 a month or 300, or you have a lump sum, maybe a 10,000 or whatever you have. You sit down with your financial advisor and you decide you're going to invest this money. The next thing you need to do is to pick a fund, okay? So you really want, the first thing you want is an easy accessible account, in my opinion. And the next thing you need to do is to look for your fund. Now, when you're looking for your fund, there's what's called risk profile training. So risk profile is really cool. Risk profile, you sit down with your financial advisor, they ask you a couple of questions, and they'll put you in a category of 1 to 7. 1 is generally a deposit account, which won't be kind of going into. And then level 2 is a little bit more riskier than a deposit account, but it's not going to give you any kind of heart failure. And number 7 is going to give you a heart failure at some point, because it's a really, really risky investment strategy. Most of the clients that come see me are in between a 3 and a 4. They understand there's a little bit of risk, a little bit of reward, and they can see that the funds are hopefully going to do in between maybe 3 to 5% a year net of charges. And that's what you're hoping for. And like I said, if you're in a deposit account and you're getting 0.5 and investment can get you 3 or 4%, well, that's a big difference. And it's a big difference to your money.
Okay.
So this is about making your money work harder for you, rather than taking, and excuse me for saying this, but the lazy man's option of just dumping into the deposit account. Actually invest in a half an hour, 45 minutes with an investment advisor, a qualified financial advisor. You really need to do it. Sit down and have a look at your options. And don't be feel pressurised in. The good financial advisor obviously won't make you do anything. They'll just give you the advice, let you know what you can and can't do, and you make the decision. But ultimately, markets will outperform deposit rates over a 5-year period is the best kind of advice I can give to anybody. So take that kind of little bit of a leap of faith, not in investing, but educating yourself. Don't be ignorant to it. So just take the time out to sit down with somebody and get a bit of advice.
Are there any banks that are doing worthwhile deposit accounts at the moment? No.
Nope.
No.
Not
okay,
in my opinion.
That's
no. No. There's a couple of online banks coming in from Germany, and they are offering better rates. To be honest with you, the Irish people haven't really gone that way just yet with the online stuff from other countries, but it is something you could look at. But again,
you'd be a bit nervous, I think.
Yeah, again, it's more down to the nervousness. So again, if you do need your access to your cash and you're on deposit rate, that's absolutely fine. But if you're not going to use your money for 2, 3, or 4 years and it's a rainy day fund, I'd say please sit down and try and get someone to help you with an investment pad to get you in. And like I said, some clients that I see coming in the door, Trina, are using the likes of children's allowance because they know they have kids, they've got young children, and they want to invest for maybe children's education, and they're putting it in there for maybe 15, 20 years for their kids. And rather than their credit union, it's such a good option because, as I said, if you give an investment 5 years, you beat deposit. The longer you give it, the more chance you have of making money. So if you're giving it 10, 15, 18, in years, you usually get really, really good returns. So again, that's just something for somebody to do if they're interested.
Now, Paul, you said usually.
Yeah. So again, when it comes to markets, this is the thing. Markets will go up and down, Trina. And again, I can use the example of 2007 was the worst market that I've seen in my career, the worst market crash, up to nearly 50%.
I think that was a headache in work that day, was it? Oh my God.
Well, it was. But funnily enough, in the recession or in 2007, 2010, 11, a lot of people started looking for advice, Trina, because before that, they were all property millionaires and they all thought they knew everything. Yeah. And then when the market went, they were all really wanted advice and they were really looking for it. So it was actually the busiest time for me as an advisor. But again, if you go back to 2007, the markets crashed and they recovered within 3 years, generally speaking. Now, obviously, the property market took a bit longer. But again, if you look at the property market, there's some really good commercial property funds out there. All the life companies have access to a commercial property fund at this stage, or a majority of them. Commercial property is great. It's doing really well at the moment. It's very buoyant because of Brexit. People are coming over and offices are being let and retail space, etc. So again, commercial property fund is a good way to look at things as well. But property is more sick. You can see a property market decreasing where you can't see an equity market or markets can change tomorrow. Trump could send a tweet and knock millions off, billions sometimes off stock exchange. So that has happened with individual stocks. So sit down, educate yourself. Any questions, come to me and ask paul.ie. But please don't be ignorant to the fact that investments will always give you a better return. Sorry, always. In the majority of cases, currently in the environment, a better return than deposit. And the longer you can leave your investment there, the more likely you are to get a better return. Just invest 45 minutes of sitting down with somebody, telling them what you have and seeing what's available, and then making an educated decision what's comfortable for you.
Okay, all the details are on askpaul.ie, and people can email you too.
Questions at askpaul.ie, Trina. Yeah.
Thanks, Mel, for coming in at your sick bed, Paul. You're very good.
You're very good. Thanks so much.
This is something for the weekend. It's Classic Hits.